The U.S. topped 5 million confirmed coronavirus cases over the weekend, and more than 160,000 people have died from the virus. A new report also shows that nearly 100,000 kids tested positive in the last 2 weeks of July. These numbers come as schools and universities reopen throughout the country. And for more on all of this, we have with us Dr. Rochelle Walensky, chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital. 5 million confirmed cases. That's astounding. But how accurate are these numbers when we know that states like California and Florida are discovering glitches to their databases that make their numbers inaccurate? Could the cases actually be higher?
I think the numbers could be much higher for so many reasons. First of all, you know, let's just pause and say 5 million cases. Those are 5 million cases we know about. The CDC estimates that that could be 10% of the total. That is for many different challenges. One is people are asymptomatic, of course, but another is that we haven't been testing enough. So 5 million cases is astounding. We've reached 5 million from 4 million in just 17 days. I think more astounding than the 5 million cases is the over 160,000 deaths. I mean, when you just think about the sheer volume of that number, we're at death rates of over 1,000 a day daily. And I think that the death toll here is truly astounding.
Yes. Can we talk about the accuracy of the numbers that we're receiving and possibly some of the reasons why there are so many problems? Florida and California are having these data collection problems. Why are these states failing with their data collection? And can we trust data from other states?
You know, like so many things that have not been centralized in this pandemic, data collection is yet another one. It's kept to the local authorities. I think volume has been a huge problem. So how do we standardly collect the data? How can we look at the data across states? How do we account for data delays? And then finally, how do we report death data? And so these are all sort of really tricky ways to sort of try and compile the data and make it comparable across states. There hasn't been federal direction in order to be able to do that. And some of these states are just simply overwhelmed.
And we know that several states, including Virginia and Ohio and Louisiana, are banding together to bring that uniformity that you're talking about. I want to ask you about this report, though, on kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. 100,000 kids infected in 2 weeks in July. Children still make up fewer than 10% of confirmed cases, but the rate of infections in kids is outpacing Americans overall, and I want to know how big of a threat is that for schools that are reopening right now?
Yeah, this is a really interesting space. You know, when we talk about kids and other areas of infection and pandemics, flu to begin with, kids were really thought to be a major vector. In this pandemic, kids have been less implicated as being the initial case in a household. The challenging news with 100,000 kids is, wow, that's just a lot of kids. And so even if you have a 0.2% fatality rate, which is really quite low, you're still talking about 200 fatalities. When you talk about what it implies for opening schools, we know that in places that have been able to open schools successfully, the community spread, the amount of disease is around 1 per 100,000. And when you hear about these cases in, for example, Georgia that has been on the news, that county, Paulding County, where the school closed, had case rates of around 21 per 100,000. So that's 20-fold higher than one might have expected in places that have done this successfully.
My last question for you, Dr. Walensky, going back to our conversation about bad data. Last week, I spoke with Ohio Governor Mike DeWine after he got what appears to be a false positive from an antigen test. And these are the rapid tests that the White House has been using for people who are around President Trump. The White House now wants to ramp up production of these tests to 20 million a month. Is that enough? And will we really be able to rely on the results of this kind of testing?
It's a really good question, and one I think that the public needs to understand. The test that we do in the hospital to diagnose a patient in an ICU coming into the emergency room need to be very sensitive. The tests that we need for the community to understand whether somebody is infectious, the antigen tests are doing quite well. Now, what happened with the governor with regard to whether that was a false positive or a true positive, that really needs to be teased apart, but with different kinds of tests and different testing strategies. But I do believe that the antigen tests have a really important role for a public health intervention to understand whether people are infectious today.
That's Dr. Rochelle Walensky, Chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Tanya.